Our scripture reading this afternoon is taken from Isaiah 40, beginning at verse 18. We'll read to the end of the chapter, and our text will be verse 31. Isaiah 40, beginning at verse 18. To whom then will ye liken God? Or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished, no oblation, chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman, to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel? My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Beloved congregation, when the soldiers of World War I deployed, many of them were singing songs of victory before they even arrived on the battlefront. They were young, they were confident, and they were ignorant of the ravages of war that faced them. But of those who returned home, they were no longer singing. Many of them were sobbing. They were weary, they were worn out, they were tired, they were sad. But this becoming weary and worn out is not limited to such extreme conditions as war. This happens actually in every struggle that we as humans face. Think of a mother and a father who have to spend long weeks in the hospital with their little sick child. They grow weary. Think of firefighters strong and ready at first who spend weeks battling forest fires, and they come home spent and worn. Think of nurses in busy wards where the sick keep coming in. They tell us they're getting spent and tired. Surely COVID, with all its challenges for each of us, is taking its mental, relational, and personal toll on our strength and on our stamina. We are, like it or not, growing weary and worn and tired because nobody is enjoying this. It's hard and it can be stressful. We've often said it, we're living in challenging times, but I sense we're coming to a point where those challenging times are beginning to take a toll on us, on all of us. Perhaps in different ways, but we all feel it. There are the lockdowns or the threat of increasing them. Some have concerns of getting sick. Some have concerns of making others sick. There is the uninterrupted stream of media which can erode your strength. There are the fears of political machinations and changes. There is the anxiety about not being able to see loved ones in the nursing home. There is the strain of disagreements and varying opinions among people. There is the frustration of seeing things differently from somebody else. There is the hope that continues to be deferred, making the heart sick. There is the worry about the future of doing business in a radically changing world. There is the threat of persecution that is rising, COVID aside. And there are so many other things. And we wear out, and we wear thin, and maybe you're wondering, how long can I last, and where can I turn? Well, today we have the privilege. On the Lord's Day, we have it every Sunday, don't we? But especially in this text, of being pointed to Him on whom we all must rely. We grow weary, but listen to what He says. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. Think of it. He has guided and witnessed thousands of years of world history. Crisis after crisis, disgrace after disgrace, outrages, great evils, massacres, genocides, wars, pandemics, natural disasters, and yet not once, as He has processed these, has He grown weary and worn and weak. He fainteth not, neither is weary. Congregation, our God is a solid rock. And now in this chapter, God calls you and me to rest and to lean on Him in our weariness and in our weakness. Maybe you say, well, I'm not ready for that because I'm still doing pretty good. Be realistic. If this crisis goes on for another year, where will you be if you continue to tap your own resources? You'll be wiped and you'll be whipped. You can try to be like those World War I soldiers and go in your own strength, but your resources will fail you. You'll run out and you'll be spent. Physically, mentally, psychologically, socially, relationally, spiritually, you name it, Lee. If you lean on God and wait on Him and lock your focus on Him, your resources will be endless. Listen to what God says as He continues. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. That's what you and I need. Looking to and leaning on our God, who is a solid rock, we have strength. And that's true no matter what you think of current affairs. The one says this and the other thinks that, but we all need Him. All of us. Let's consider then this afternoon, verse 31, these words. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Our theme this afternoon is strength for the faint. Three things. First, we'll see that this strength is suitable for your circumstances. Second, that this strength is sourced from the everlasting God. And third, that this strength is trustworthy beyond anything else. Strength for the faint. First, it is suitable for your circumstances. Let's begin by looking at the circumstances of Judah. This passage, Isaiah 40, is a message of comfort for Judah after she would in the future be brought into exile. A heathen nation would come and impose its military, impose its politics, impose its religion, impose its education, impose its ideologies upon the people of God. Jerusalem would be destroyed with sobering finality. Many beloved countrymen would be silenced by their cruel swords, and the rest of them, exile was their lot.
the situation would be very dark. Exile in a foreign land would be the new reality for many for the rest of their lives. This was long-haul trial. This was affliction measured not in weeks or days, but in years and decades. And the Jews during that time would be tempted to think that God's amazing promises had finally caved. They'd failed. And those Jews would grow weary as they would hang their harps on the willows and they would faint. But God now comes through Isaiah with a word of encouragement and refreshment, because he knows that his people in their present condition in exile, they will need strengthening. And so he says, wait upon the Lord, lean on him, and then you will have renewed strength. So suitable, this message for their condition. Notice the Lord always speaks at the right time. At the time when you need him most. So suitably, maybe you've experienced that in your own life, maybe even in these last days. When your circumstances were perplexing to you, but the promise he came with was so suitable. It fit. It hit the spot. It spoke to you. Such a fitting, suitable promise. And he came and he strengthened you and he gave you energy to press on and hope for the future so suitably for your situation. And the Lord meets you right where you're at with his strength and his promise still today. Maybe you're at a point in your life where you say, I can't handle it anymore. I don't know how to go on. The restrictions are dragging on. The confusing and sometimes conflicting information is coming at you from all different sides. And you want to do what we just sang, oh, that I had wings like a dove and I could just fly away and be gone. Take over some Pacific island and forget everything. But that's not reality. Here you are. How do you go on? Maybe for you it's other things. You're anxious or depressed, maybe. You're worried about different things in your life. Maybe the burdens of your family or your children, they're heavy for you. Maybe financial cares are wearing you down. Maybe relations are strained and that's dragging you down. Maybe you're sick. Maybe a child is sick or a loved one is sick, and this is the great source of weariness for you right now. Or maybe for some it's a spiritual weariness. Sin and the devil assault you, and maybe you have no peace, you have no assurance. The end result is you are weary, and you are worn. Maybe you wonder, where is the Lord? Does he even see it? Does he even care? Oh, beloved, he knows. If you are fainting, and you feel you can't go on anymore, he sees, and here he comes with his promise of strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He promises strength that is exactly what you need, designed for you in your weak, faint condition. And now listen on, as in our second point we see that this strength is sourced from the everlasting God. We read those words, they that wait. What is meant by that? Wait. Well, the word wait here simply means to trust. It means to depend on and to lean on God. It has the meaning to strongly hope in him. That's what David said in Psalm 62. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. There's an exclusivity about it. It's this complete dependence on God and trust that he will help. And now, congregation, at this point, the text gives us a division. It divides people. It says, they that wait, and the implication is that there are also they who don't wait. Two people. There are people who seek strength in other places, in their fellow man, in their leaders and politicians, in their medications, in their own wisdom, in their family members, in their riches, As we saw this morning, many think their wealth will give them strength and sustain them. Some lean on their own physical strength. They fail to acknowledge that though they may feel strong now, that a virus can easily come under God and cut them off. Like the young men in verses before our text, they're strong and self-confident. But what are we really leaning on? Is that you? Are you leaning on the fact that you've got all world events figured out? Are you leaning on the fact that you're sure this virus isn't quite as bad as they're saying it is? We could be thankful when it's not. Are you leaning on those earthly facts? Or are you saying, I have yesterday and know nothing. What do I really know? Lean on God. He'll take care of you. If we're strong and self-confident, not relying on God, that's not a good sign. It's also not good spiritually. Many look to their own achievements to renew their fainting souls. They think their good deeds will merit something before God. They believe God will somehow make everything okay because they're, after all, they don't... Maybe that's you. You say, well, I don't mean it bad. I'm doing my best. Surely God will have mercy on me. I don't necessarily find Christ so precious, but I go to church. Well, those things will lead to utterly falling because that's to trust in something other than God and His anointed. You'll lose strength. It's interesting here that the Lord doesn't say that they that wait on me will never have problems. For they that wait on me will never be perplexed. He doesn't say that. That's not realistic. He says that when those weary, troubled ones who along life's way become worn and tired and don't know how to carry on, when they lean on me, when they wait on me, then they will receive renewed strength to carry on, to walk on, yes, even to run and to scale mountains. Because it's God's strength. God's strength is everlasting. Think of it. Back to the war illustration we started with. In times of war, an advancing army needs a supply chain. Without that supply chain, they will run out of food and fuel and ammunition. They will perish. Now God's strength and leaning on God is like that supply chain that every believer needs. It feeds and it fuels and it equips His people to carry on through this veil of tears. Beloved, that is what we need at this time. Times are tough. Tensions are increasing. Emotions are straining. Weariness is showing. But oh, turn in the midst of this to the everlasting God for strength and grace to carry on. Isaiah uses the term Lord. You see in the Bible, it's in capital letters. That's Jehovah, the covenant God, the I am that I am, the faithful one. Who is He? He is the one who knows all things. Your strength flows from Him who knows everything. He knows all your weariness and weakness. Consider also that your strength flows from Him who is unchangeable. He is immutable. That means He doesn't change. And He will always fulfill and keep His promises. He doesn't pull back on them and renege on them and say, not this year. No, He will grant His strength in grace and it never changes. Consider also that your strength flows from Him who is all powerful. You're leaning on Him. He's able to give all power and strength to you. And that strength also flows from Him who is omnipresent, who is always with you. Because of that, He's able to minister to your needs and to place His everlasting arms underneath you and to support you when things are trying and your strength from yourself is ebbing. New strength flows because of who He is, the everlasting God. He can never be weary. He gives power to the faint. And maybe you think, well, I still feel so weak. And I'm unable doesn't matter. If he says that leaning on me, you'll renew your strength, it doesn't matter that you're unable. It doesn't matter that you feel weak and weary and faint. You may not possess the strength you need right now. That's not the issue. You may be dead even. But if he says, I'll give you strength, then it will happen. Because he said so. This promise is certain. And the text speaks of this certainty. They shall renew their strength. It's not they may, or they should, or they might. They shall. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Because this strength is rooted, it is sourced in the everlasting God. It's an interesting word, don't you think? Renew. What does it mean to renew strength? Well, the Hebrew word has this nuance. It means to change. It means to put a new thing in the place of an old thing. Like you change a garment. Or you change a filter. You'll exchange your weakness. He'll take your weakness away, your spentness away, and he'll give you his strength in its place. That's what it means when he says he will renew. He will give new strength and vibrant energy. It is his strength he will give that will be made perfect in your weakness. His strength that will shine all the more in light of your weakness and will render him glory. In light of that, notice also how it says they shall renew their strength. The word there is actually in italics. That means that pronoun is not there in the original. Literally it reads, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew strength. It's not their strength actually to begin with, is it? It's strength that's given to you, dear one, by God. And this highlights for us what renewing means. New strength is given to you every day, all the time, because there's nothing there to begin with in you. Little by little, the Lord provides strength for the day. He doesn't pour out a year's worth of strength at once, no. He wants to keep you coming back to him, and day by day, he provides for your needs so that you, waiting on him for strength, are continually renewed in exchange for your weakness with his strength. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. You see the powerful nature of this promise of strength, congregation. It's the only place we can go when we're feeling worn out, when we're feeling struggling, and we don't know what to do. If your strength is waning, go to the Lord. Seek his face. If you're weary and you can't go on, tap into his resources. Wait on him. He will renew your strength. He'll enable you to carry on. You can depend on it. That leads us to our third point, that this strength is trustworthy beyond any other source of strength. And that's emphasized in the latter part of our text, the middle and the end. The Lord actually uses three amazing pictures to show how superior and how trustworthy his promise here of strength is. And I think the Lord gives us these pictures because we are so prone to not believe what the Lord here says. First, he says, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Children, I'm sure you've seen an eagle flying or even soaring near one of the rivers here. And when you see that bird, an eagle's wings are strong. He spreads his wings and he soars high up into the sky. It's the picture the Lord gives. He takes that soaring eagle, mounting higher and higher, and he says to weary people, that's what you'll be like. That's what my promise will give you, and to receive it, wait on me. And there's a beautiful aspect to this picture of an eagle, because when you think of how an eagle rises as he soars, how often do you see him flapping his wings? He does to get up, but once he's caught on these air currents, he doesn't flap his wings. It's actually hardly working. This warm air is coming underneath this rising air mass and is carrying him up without effort, without struggle, without sweat, without energy. You can say that eagle implicitly trusts the air to carry him. And the Lord says, so must you. Trust my promise. It is so sure. It is so trustworthy. And I will renew your strength day by day. Second picture, running. They shall run and not be weary. Children, how long can you run before you grow tired? Maybe you could run up and down the driveway 5 times. Maybe you could run around the block. But in about half an hour, you're tired. But the Lord in our text talks about a non-stop runner. He says that those that wait on me will keep running and not grow weary. What a miracle. It's actually unnatural, and isn't that the case? Isn't it true that the strength the Lord gives his people to carry on through this veil of tears is actually unnatural? It's amazing what the martyrs went through, and the grace that he gave them, and the strength they received to face their captors, and to face the flames, and to face the wild beasts. They kept running, and running, with his strength. There, there's a picture of walking. A man who walks can go a long ways, but eventually he too will grow faint. He'll need water, he'll need rest. But the Lord has another surprise. He uses this example of those that wait on me. He says, they'll never stop walking. They shall walk and not faint. They'll walk on. He points to the youths and the young men, and he says, they will faint for lack of water, but they that wait upon the Lord will not, because the Lord sustains them. And maybe you ask when you hear this, is this really true? Can I trust this? Friend, this promise is more trustworthy. This strength is more dependable than any other source of strength you can find. Positively look at God's people through the Bible. Elijah is strengthened. David is strengthened. The psalmist of Psalm 103 speaks of your strength being renewed like the eagles. Psalm 84 sings of God's people going from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appearing before God. Paul is given strength to bear his infirmity. Positively, look at negatively. So many people, depending on their own strength, they crash and burn. They perish. But it wasn't just in Bible times. Over and over, the Lord has given strength day in, day out to his suffering and his struggling people when they didn't think they could carry on another day. And over, those through history and also in our lifetimes who have depended on themselves and have not depended on God, they've crashed and burned. Dear friend, this promised strength is unlike any you will ever find anywhere. Try it today. You say, how? How can I try it? Well, it's by seeking the Lord's face and by trusting in him. Saying, Lord, I'm weak, but today I heard thou art strong. And today I heard there is strength with thee that is unnatural, yes, supernatural. And Lord, I feel in my life that's exactly what I need right now. Isaiah says it elsewhere, trust ye in the Lord forever. For, this is why, in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. He will do it for Christ's sake. That's where we should end this afternoon. Christ himself. Who is the test of this trustworthiness? Think of him as he was in this life, daily having his strength renewed from his God. He went from strength to strength. His strength daily renewed in his human nature. He, more than you or I, was weary, and yet his Father renewed his strength so that he could continue on, not just through a normal life, if I can call it that, but through a very challenging life. And not just into a normal death, if I can call it that, but into the hardest death, the death of the cross, where he bore not just his own sin, he didn't have any sin. He bore the sin of many. He suffered and he died, bearing the weight, the full weight of the wrath of God against sin, all his people. Yet hear him waiting on his God as he cries out on the tree of the cross, my God, oh why hast thou forsaken me? As even in death his strength was increased, renewed, as he arose from that grave and now is ascended into heaven to appear in the presence of God for us and ever lives to make intercession for us. And it's for his sake that the Lord promises this renewed strength to you. And so don't lean on your own strength, because you'll wear out. Even though you may feel strong, even the youths and the young men shall utterly fall. If you stay away from him, if you depend on yourself, you're heading for ruin, you will utterly fall. You'll have nothing. But hear his promise, there is strength in Christ for you. Through the glorious message of salvation, you can receive new strength and be turned from your dead state spiritually, have your sins forgiven and made to live, renewed by this Christ and his gospel. And then along life's way, sometimes, child of God, you can get to a point where you lament your lack of trust. You look at a text like this and you say, if only I'd done better. And then the doubts begin to swirl. And you feel the weakness of your body. You feel your health is fragile. You sense the need of your soul. And you say, I have no strength. And you say, I've tried to wait. There's no strength coming. How can I get this or get this again? The answer is, dear one, to confess that lack of strength to him. And that very confession will prove to be the waiting on him you so need. See, what's waiting at its heart? It's not something you have to do. At its heart, waiting is simply confessing to God that you have no strength and need him. And that's trust already. To look away from self and to the one who is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, who has everlasting strength. Confess it to him, your weakness. Trust the strength he has promised to give. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen.